freedom is an ideal which fascinates all of us, and yet it is a blessing for which most of us are not willing to pay the price. The price is the release of the accumulation of years of human beliefs, years which have brought us heartbreak and limitation. Through the accumulation of human beliefs, we have been held in bondage to the world and all of the things that the world brings. The collective consciousness of mankind, the race mind, has insisted on clinging to beliefs which eventually lead to death. And no attempt is made to release these mistaken beliefs. Jesus the Christ came teaching that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That is, free from the bondage of the world. When the Master Jesus was brought before Pilate, saying that he came into the world to bear witness unto the truth, Pilate asked, "What is the truth?" "The truth is God. It is the cause and power in and through everything. The truth of God is the only presence, the only power, and the only activity. Truth is the unity of all things in God. Truth is always the same. It is changeless and eternal. Truth is the life substance of all things. What is true of God is true of you, it is true of me, and it is true of all of mankind. The truth which will make you free is within you, and that truth which will bring you freedom is your point of identification. It is your name. It is the very same name of God. The conscious I of yourself, that I which you use to identify yourself, can look in two directions. It can look at the outer world and say, this is life. This is all there is. Or it can look within, wherein lies the only life, the only power, and intelligence of all things. Usually, when an individual is asked what he is, he responds by attaching a name to himself, and then following it with titles such as 22-year-old male, law student, popular and bright, a man who will leave his mark on the world. The individual usually identifies with the physical side of himself once he has been exposed to that for such a long, long time. Contemporaries of Jesus, ignorant of truth, said to him, "He is the son of a carpenter. He is Moses. He is Elias," meaning Elijah. Peter, through an unfolding consciousness, said of him, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And the Christ in Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven has revealed it." In other words, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge comes not through the accumulation of beliefs from without, but all of these things come from within. The personal self is effect and is seen in the body, in behavior, in situations and circumstances. The impersonal is cause and is not seen. It is spirit, it is mind, and it is revelation. The personal self can be changed. You have changed it many, many times, and you will continue to do so. The 22-year-old male became a lawyer, a parent, a partner. However, the truth of his being remained changeless. It was not affected. As we keep our minds focused on the truth that God is the life substance of all things, more and more illumination comes to us. For aren't we told in all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. As you turn to him, as you give recognition to God, God gives you realization. A room with its curtains closed will be darkened on a bright sunny day. The sun may shine, but no illumination will enter because of the curtains. All of our false and mistaken beliefs, our doubts and our fears, are the curtains which we hold in our human minds. As we open the curtains of false beliefs, we allow the light which is in every one of us to illumine our paths. As we turn to the presence of infinite good, which is all about us, we are acknowledging the one power, the one substance of all of life. Our good is not something we acquire. We demonstrate our good as we acknowledge that which is already a part of our nature. By acknowledging that which already is, we bring it forth into our lives. When the 22-year-old student became a lawyer, a parent, and a partner, the divinity in him did not change. The divinity in you and the divinity in me will always be what it always has been. You are a spiritual being, made by the Father of whom all things are made. This is the divinity Peter was talking about when he said, "Thou art the Son of the living God." Each and every one of you are the sons and the daughters of the living God. Ye are the sons and the daughters of the Most High. Because our personal lives can be changed, there lies the hope of perfection in our endeavors. Because your impersonal self is changeless, there lies the hope of eternal perfection. As we are told, the Christ in you is the hope and glory. If anything contrary to good comes to you, transfer your thoughts from the personal to the impersonal, for you are the son and the daughter of the living God. Knowing the personal only, you can only have a superficial knowledge of yourself. Beneath this surface lies perfect and infinite happiness and abundance, an infinite supply of total good. In some theological teachings, the term lost soul is used. And there is no such thing as a lost soul. The soul is spiritual. It is of God. What is lost is the awareness of God. What is lost is the awareness of God as its source. What is lost is the identification with which is perfect, complete, and whole. An individual who is in a condition of amnesia does not remember their name. They do not remember their home, nor do they remember their personal life. Temporarily, they are not conscious of their identity. However, supported by friends and urged by promptings within, of a faint past, he struggles to remember. Then one day, a flicker of light will come, and then a beam, and then full light of recollection. The individual will have recovered their identity. Spiritually, we are lost souls that have temporarily forgotten our identity. But we have gotten a glimpse, a flicker of light from within. We have forgotten through the years of false beliefs and experiences that we are the living sons and the daughters of God. You are the sons and daughters of God, not yet fully living the part. As we pray, as we read, as we study, and as we meditate, first will come a flicker, then eventually the full light of awareness. It is in this awareness that the silent voice within proclaims, "Thou art my son, this day I have begotten you." You are made of the substance of God. You are molded totally according to your consciousness. If you do not like what you are demonstrating, remold your thinking. Cause begins in mind. Change your thoughts, change your attitudes, and change your life. In our Bible, the Jews were always depending on what Abraham had been and what Moses said. They asked, "How is it written? What saith the law?" All of the disciples and all of the prophets cannot give your soul awareness. All you ever need to know is within you. The knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding of God is within you. We have been held in bondage by our refusal to let go and become one with life. Many people desire a healing, a freedom from limitation, but without attempting to change. Some will say, "Change everything about me so that good will come to me," but do not change me. I want to stay the way that I am. To be dominated by the human sense of identification is to be in bondage. All change in the outer begins in mind, and mind does its work in the silence within. All mystics and all philosophers have recognized the perpetual outflow from the center to circumference, from within to without. Elijah found God not in the whirlwind, not in the earthquake, nor the fire, but in the still small voice. The Christ Jesus said, "The kingdom is within you." God is ever with you and in you. There is nothing that another can give you that is going to free you and give you a different life. Another's vision of truth can only stir you into action. And it is this stirring that will make you look into yourself for the light of understanding. The only truth that will ever free you is the truth that is understood and lived by you. To know the truth intellectually does absolutely nothing. It is living the truth which you know that makes you free. Freedom is yours, not when you submit to the thinking world, but freedom is yours to the degree that you live the truth which you know. As you begin to release your personal identification with the world, you will begin to say, "Of mine own self, I can do nothing." This is why Jesus said, "Why callest me good? There is none good but one, that is God." This morning, let us acknowledge the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us. Each and every one of us is blessed with the nature of the infinite good, for we are God's children. Divine life is our heritage, now and forever. Today and every day, let us acknowledge our souls as sons and daughters of the living God. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in preparing for our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable wherever you are. Rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position at your sides, or perhaps in your lap, and just relax for a moment. Be still and quiet your mind and let go of all of those worldly thoughts. And take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. And as we release the breath slowly, we're letting go. We're letting go of worrisome thoughts. We're letting go of anger. We're letting go of resentment and jealousy, lack, limitation, stress. We're letting go of all that is not God. Be still. Be very still. And go within to the center where our Father waits and welcomes you with his open and loving arms. As the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit works within each of us, let us become still and consecrated through this indwelling Spirit. Let us be led into a life of love and peace and joy and harmony. His love, his peace, his harmony, and his joy are ours. Let us be still. In the stillness of this moment, the Spirit goes forth, guiding, prospering, and protecting. The Spirit of God is strengthening you, upholding you, sustaining you. In this moment of personal awareness with the one living God, I am health. I am peace. I am love. I am whole. The Spirit of God goes before me, making all my paths straight and smooth. I am complete in God. Amen. The Lord blesses you and he keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and he gives you his infinite, eternal, and unconditional love. He gives you his wisdom and his peace. He gives you his total good. Amen. Now go in peace and love, and may your new year be blessed with all of God's goodness.